Today's daf is Vachim Daf Tzadi, page 90. And we were on the bottom of Pei Tes Amid Beis, page 89b. We learned at the beginning of the Masech, at the beginning of this chapter, that the first Mishnah taught, when you have two karbanos, and when a Kohen has two karbanos in front of him, one more regular and one less regular, the more regular takes precedence. That should be taken care of first. And the second Mishnah was that when there are two karbanos in front of him, one holier and one less holy, the one that's holier has to be brought first. And then the Mishnah went through all the different types of karbanos, explaining which is holier than the next. So the two dots here towards the bottom, Meiser Kodem Laofos, Meiser Behema, is brought before the birds, whether it be Olas Of or Chatas Of. Adrabu, we should say the opposite. Ofos Kodmai, we should first bring the birds. Shekin Kodshe Kodshim, because an Olas Of or a Chatas Of is holiest of holies, whereas Meiser Behema is only Kodshim Kalim. Filahachi, no, it's true, even so, but Min Zevach Adif, the fact that Meiser Behema gets slaughtered, whereas a bird only gets Malika, that which gets slaughtered has a greater holiness. That's a display of greater holiness than kadshe kadshe of birds. All right, talking about birds. And now we're going to talk about kadshim kalim. I'm Ravina Bar Shila. Ravina Bar Shila said like this, Emure kadshim kalim, the parts of the kadshim kalim that are supposed to be burned in the fires. If shiatsu, if they were taken out of the azara, lifnei zrikas damim, before the blood was thrown, so they weren't yet fully consecrated. The throwing of the blood is what consecrates and dedicates them to go into the fires. If their blood wasn't yet thrown, and still they were taken out of the azara, even though they weren't fully consecrated, psulin, they have the disqualification of yotzei. And we have a support for this. One second, v'tana tuna, that's what we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Meiser Behema is holier than Olas Of and Chatas Of. Mipnei Shu Zevach, because Meiser Behema is Behema, it gets slaughtered, it's not Malika. V'yeshno Kodshe Kodshin. And within the Meiser Behema you have parts that are Kodshe Kodshin, Dama, the blood of the Meiser Behema, and the Emurim, the parts that are going into the fire. I understand. The insides that are going into the fire of Meiser Behema creates a holiness of Meiser Behema more than birds. Lasnu Ba'ofos, because with the birds, let's say the Chatas Ha'of. Chatas Ha'of doesn't go into the fire at all. Chatas Ha'of gets totally eaten. None of it goes into the fire. So Meiser Behema would have an element, something better than Chatas Ha'of, because it has insides that go into the fire. Chatas Ha'of doesn't. El Adam, but what do you mean that the blood of Meiser Behema is Kodshe Kodshe? Mia Isay, but there's also blood of Chatas Ha'of that gets Muza, that gets thrown onto the wall of the Mizbeach. There's also Mitzui. Some of it gets squeezed onto the Mizbeach, and that blood also is Kodshe Kodshe. So what's better about Meiser Behema? El Olav, so what's apparently the point? Kamashlan, what it's saying is, you're right, in terms of blood, they're both the same. But Emurin Kidama, the reason why I mentioned blood about the parts that go into the fire is that the parts that go into the fire are the same as the blood. Madama Lufnezrika, just like the blood, even of Kachim Kalim, before it was thrown already is called Kache Kachim, because it's going to go to the Mizbeach, Afe Murim, so to the insides, even Kodem Zrika, even before the blood was thrown on their behalf. Nevertheless, they have the status of kadshe kadshim in regards to what? Not in regards to me'ilah. There wouldn't be the sin of me'ilah for somebody secular taking them and eating them, benefiting from them before blood was thrown on their behalf. But in regards to this point, so it's to say this: ma'adam mifsul biyotze, just like the blood gets disqualified if it would go out of the azara, afe murim, so too the parts of the kadshe kalim that are supposed to go into the fires, even before the blood is thrown on their behalf, mifsuli biyotze, they get disqualified if they were taken out of the azara. So that's the proof. Okay, so we have a Mishnah like this law of Ravina Bar Shiva. Says the Gemara, name Misayelet. Maybe we can bring yet another proof to Ravina Bar Shiva. We learned, Basar Kachim Kalim, Shiyatz Lefnei Zvikas Damim, if the meat the meat that's normally eaten of kachim kalim, it's eaten by the owners, and it went out of the azara before the blood was thrown on its behalf. Rabbi Yochanan amar kasher. Rabbi Yochanan says it's kasher. And Rish Lakish amar pasul. Rish Lakish says even here there is a disqualification of yotzei. Rabbi Yochanan amar kasher. Rabbi Yochanan says it's kasher. Well, the sofa latzeis, because even if the carbon would be fully done right with the blood thrown on its behalf, the meat is allowed to be eaten out of the azara. It's eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Rish Lakish amar pasul. Rish Lakish says no, it's pasul here if it went out of the azara. Because Adai, though he gives man alatze, since the blood wasn't yet thrown on its behalf, it doesn't yet have the time for it to go out of the Azara. And therefore, now if it went out of the Azara, there is a disqualification of Yotze, of going out. So again, Adkan lo pligel b'basa. The whole argument is about the meat. Avo be'imun, but those parts of the animal that are not intended to be eaten. They're supposed to go into the fires. Nobody argues. Apparently, everybody agrees that there is the soul of Yotze. So it's a proof to Ravina. So the Gemara says, not necessarily a proof. Could be that the Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan would argue also about the insides that go into the fire, whether they have the disqualification of Yotzei prior to the blood being thrown on their behalf. If they're arguing about the insides too, why do we have the argument only about the meat? That's just to tell you how far Rish Lakish goes. Afilu baser sofa latzes, even though it's meat, and the meat ultimately is going to go out of the azara, because if once the blood is thrown on behalf of the meat, the owner gets to eat the meat everywhere in Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, Amar Rish Lakish still says, Adai lo igiyas man alatzes, if the blood hasn't yet been thrown, the meat has not yet been permitted to be taken out of the azara, and therefore there is a disqualification of yotze. But maybe he would also argue about a murin.
That way, emurim comes first before it's splashing the blood.
No, normally the blood is thrown first.
The blood is, and then the emurim is on the fire.
And the emurim permitted the fire. That's right.
Okay. And all the korbanos the same.
Yeah. All the korbanos first. You have the blood, and then anything goes to the fire. The blood is what makes it charged up and permitted to go into the fire. Says the Gemara, maybe this question of Ravina is actually an argument of Tanoim. We learn the parts of the Kachim Kalim that are supposed to go into the fire, that were taken out of the Azara before blood was thrown on their behalf. Rebbe Lazar says, now there's not going to be a law of Me'ilah, even after blood is thrown on their behalf. There's not going to be Me'ilah. Ve'en chayavan aleihen. Misham pigel nosa v'tameh. And if there's a pigel issue, or a nosar issue, or a tameh issue, and somebody eats them, he wouldn't get kares, because it's not considered karav hamatzeh k'mitzvah, so that already has a disqualification of yotzeh. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Omer Molin Ben, Rabbi Akiva says once the blood is thrown on their behalf, there would be Me'ilah. Ve'chayav analeim isham pikul nosu v'tameh. So my lab v'dahadar aylinu piligi. Presumably what's going on here, these emurim were taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, and then they were brought back in, and after they were brought back in, the blood was thrown on their behalf. So apparently this is where the argument is. So this is the argument. Mar Savar, Rabbi Elazar held Mifsli B'Yotzei. Since they were taken out of the Azara, they have a disqualification of Yotzei, so now they don't have the other disqualifications. They can't be Me'ila anymore. Mar Savar, and Rabbi Akiva holds Lo Mifsli B'Yotzei. They didn't get disqualified with going out. So you see that the law of Ravina, who said that the Emurim that go out of the Azara prior to the blood being thrown on their behalf get a disqualification of Yotzei, is an argument of Tanaim. It's an argument between Belazar and Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said not necessarily. If the Emurim had gone out and then been brought back in and then blood thrown on their behalf when they were back in the Azara, Kuli Amalo Pligi, maybe nobody argues. Maybe nobody argues. Then everybody would agree there is no Psul Yotzei. Blood would work. Because they don't have a disqualification of Yotze. V'acha, but here, b'de'isnu evaroi pligi. The argument here between Belaz and Rabbi Akiva is when the Emurim are still outside of the Azara when the blood is thrown. V'acha pligi, maybe this is the argument. According to Rabbi Elazar, the throwing of the blood didn't work because the meat, because these emurim are outside of the azara right now. Marsa, where's according to Rabbi Akiva? The throwing of the blood worked for these emurim, even though right now they were outside. So what? But the blood was thrown on their behalf.
But they eventually could be eaten outside.
No, the emurim are never eaten. They go into the fires.
They get burned up.
That's
but
right.
We're talking now with all the zebach. It's not just emurim. When we say Rabbi Yezir, when we say that the katanim.
No, we were talking about the emurim.
Just emurim.
Yeah, that's what it said. That's the last line on the earlier Amud.
Very interesting.
So now, emurim going on the fire, not on the mizbeach.
No, 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 no. The emurim go into the ma'aracha. That's like the klayos and the kaved and the aliyah sometimes. It's the things that they're burned. So Gemara asks, but Rav Papa is the one who says in regards to the Shtei Alechem, the two loaves of Shluis, that if they went out of the Beis HaMikdash after the slaughtering of the sheep, before the blood was thrown on their behalf, if the Shtei Alechem are outside, then nobody argues. Everybody would agree that the throwing of the blood didn't work for them. And the argument is when they were brought back in, Gemara says that's not necessarily comparable. Rav Papa said that Hani Mila Gabe Shtei Alechem in regards to the Shtei Alechem, the Lav Gufa de Zivcha, because that's not the body of the carbon. So the throwing of the blood of the sheep on behalf of the Shtei Alechem is two different objects. Avale Murim. But when we're talking about, let's say, fats and different things of a carbon that are supposed to go into the fires, the Gufa de Zivcha, that is the body of the carbon. Then, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva have an argument that if these emurim are outside of the azara at the time when the blood is thrown, according to Rabbi Elazar, the throwing of the blood didn't work for them. According to Rabbi Akiva, even though they were outside, since they are part of the carbon itself, the throwing of the blood worked for them. But that's not to our question. Our question is, if the emurim were to go out of the azara and then be brought back in, and then blood thrown on behalf of them when they are inside the azara, is that already too late because they have a disqualification of Yotzei or not? Maybe if, since it was before the throwing of the blood that they went out, and they came back in, they don't have the disqualification of Yotzei.
Shtei Alechem is talking about Chutz La'azara or just...
Yes, in this case it was Chutz La'azara.
What do they have to do there with this?
Somebody took them out. He didn't do the right thing. He just took them out.
Thousands of, shifts going on. Boom, 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 boom. Even mixed up all these things.
Things can, mistakes can happen.
For him, gets pasured if it's not done correctly.
That could be. Well, if the emurim were taken outside,
so
certainly could be.
Actions here, Rabbi,
Yeah. So the Mishnah taught, again, the second Mishnah in this chapter taught us about what's holier than the next. And it said, Ofos Kodman Lemincha, Lemenachos, all birds. If you have a if the Kohen has a choice between offering a bird or a mincha, the bird should come first because the birds have blood, whereas the minchas don't have blood. Ask the Gemara Adrab, why do we say the opposite? Menachos Kodmosh, Ken Yeshna Mitzirah Kibi Yachid. Sometimes you have a mincha brought by the community.
Yeah.
Let's say what we just said on Shavuos. Or on Pesach, Minchas Omer. But there's never birds brought by the community. Gemara says, you're right, but even so, if you look, the fact that the birds have blood, that's a greater point of holiness than the fact that the mincha can be brought by the community. And the Mishnah says, what happens when you have a choice between different menachos? Minchas chote, the mincha of a sinner, let's say it was a poor man who had walked into the Beit HaMikdash while he was impure, and then he realized afterwards when he came out the whole mistake, so he has to bring the carbon olaviyoreid, the sliding scale carbon. He brings birds. Not if he can't even afford birds, he brings a mincha. So the mincha of a sinner comes before the minchas nedava, because the mincha of a sinner comes for a sin. The Mishnah said, minchas chote. Other rabbi, maybe the opposite. Minchas nedava kodemes. We should say that the donated mincha comes first, Shekein tuna shem and levona, because that needs oil plus spices with it. Whereas the minchas chote doesn't have oil and spices with it. I said, still, you're right. But if you look, minchas chote, better than the fact that there's oil and spices with the minchas nedava is the fact that in the minchas chote, it's coming for a sin, and it's in a certain way, wiping away a sin. So wiping away a sin creates a greater holiness than the fact that the other one has more laws than it has oil and spices with it.
But this is not, it's almost Jason's question yesterday. So that person cut the line?
No. And they're both there at the same time.
But they're not bringing it at the same time.
Yeah. By the way, they had a question in the yeshiva. What happens when you haven't, when the kohen has in front of him minchas sota, a sota woman? Remember, the sota woman is a woman who was warned by her husband in front of witnesses, don't be with that man. And then the witnesses saw her go alone with that man, and she was alone with that man enough time to roast an egg and eat it. So we don't know what happened in that room. So she has to bring the carbon, the minchas sota, and next to her is somebody else coming with minchas nedava, with a donation. Says a man kodemus. Now, which one should the kohen bring first? Minchas nedava kodemus came to Hashem and levona. Do we say that the donated carbon should come first because that has oil with it? It also has spices with it, whereas the minchas sota doesn't have oil or spices. Odilmor, maybe minchas sota kodemus. The mincha of the sota should come first. Should came bar levar avon, because while it's not atoning for a sin, it is revealing whether or not she did the sin. It's part of the sin process that she has to bring it, and then if she did the sin, when she drinks the water, her stomach will blow up. So she didn't get atonement; it didn't wipe away the sin, but it does clarify that she did the sin, that the stomach should blow up.
If her stomach blows up, she doesn't have to bring any more korbanot, Rabbi.
That happens later, after the korban is brought, the stomach will blow up.
After or before?
No, the korban is brought, and then she drinks the water.
Oh.
And if she did the sin, the stomach will blow up.
That was before. No.
She's incriminating herself, though.
Well, that's the process. I mean, she's claiming innocence.
So
but
maybe
she has to bring it.
Korbanot Hashem forgives her, Rabbi,
But he doesn't forgive, but there's an element here that it clarifies whether she did what she's accused of doing. So Tashma, come in here, proof. We learned in our Mishnah, Minchas Chote, Kodemes, Minchas Nedava. The Mincha of a sinner, the Mincha of which is a Chatas, comes before a donated Mincha. So that sounds Minchas Chote to come in the Minchas Nedava. The only Mincha that comes before a donated mincha is the mincha of a sinner, the carbon olive yored. Ha mincha sota, but the mincha of a sota, lo, doesn't come before. So Gemara says, no, mi katani upneshi mechaperes. Look at the next part of the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah say that the reason why mincha sota comes before is because mincha sota atones? It says, mi upneshi baal chet katani. The mincha sota comes before because it comes for a sin. Hanami baal chet. Mincha sota also comes for a sin. So therefore, maybe the Mishnah is saying the Minchas Sota would also come before Minchas Nedava. So the Gemara says, okay, to try to prove this question, Tashma, maybe we can bring a proof from a Braisa. The Braisa says, in terms of two Menachos that were brought at the same time to the Beis HaMikdash, which one will the coin take care of first? Zo Kodemes Luzo, this one will come before this one. Chezo Ba Menachitin, because this one is from the wheat. Vezo Ba Menasa'orin, whereas the other one is coming from the barley. So which Mincha is coming from barley? There are only two Menachos that come from barley. Mincha sota, mincha saomer. So what's going on here? My love, minchas nedavah leminchas sota. It's saying that the mincha which is donated of wheat is coming before the mincha of a sota of barley. So Moses says, no, maybe not. Maybe the way to read that is minchas chote comes before mincha sota. So Moses says, if that's the point, why focus on wheat versus barley? Typically, the amachaperes follow amachaperes. Minchas chote is like a chatas, it wipes away a sin. Whereas the mincha of the sota is not wiping away a sin. It's clarifying that there was a sin, but it's not wiping away a sin. So say that. No, ve'alamai. So what are you going to tell me? Okay, so it's not minchas nedava versus minchas sota. It's minchas chote. It's not minchas chote versus minchas sota. It's minchas nedava versus minchas sota. So typically, the zutu and the shem and levona. So then, why do you have to say that the difference is one is wheat and one's barley? Say the fact is that one gets oil and spices. The zuena tu and shem and levona. The other one doesn't need oil and spices. Ella, so what are you going to say? Chad mitrei taimi nakat. You could have said that, but it said a different reason. There are two good reasons. There are two things of a minchas nedava more than a minchas sota. Minchas nedava number one gets oil and spices, plus number two, minchas nedava is wheat, whereas minchas sota is only barley. So the same thing, if we're not talking about minchas nedava, we're talking about minchas chote, there are two things. Number one, minchas chote is better than minchas sota because minchas chote atones, minchas sota doesn't atone. And number two, minchas chote is wheat and minchas sota is barley. So it could have said the other one, but it said this reason, but it's really talking about minchas chote with a minchas sota. Yeah, Paul, a question?
No, I was going to say, there's probably a lot more minchas nedavos than minchas sota. So maybe you apply the last mishnah to their kodem.
Okay. Interesting point.
So she doesn't have to bring animal, it's just a barley, that's it.
That's
right?
Right.
Is that right,
Rabbi? That's right. Uh-huh. All right, then the mishnah goes on to say, when you have a choice of chatas o'ov, when the coin has a choice of chatas o'ov and olas o'ov, chatas o'ov is done first. We know what I mean? How do we know this? It's on Rabbanim. We're living in a braisa. The pasuk says, in regards to someone has to bring two birds, you'll bring that which is the chatas first. So ma tamalom, why does the verse say that? Chain tamalom the lamech chitikar vishona can't mean that the chatas is brought first, because I read Kvarnam, because the next verse says Vesasheni Yasa Ola. And the second one is done as an Ola. So that already tells me that the chatas is done first. Ella, so why does it say Vikr Vesashela Chatas Vishona? It's for the following. Zebonaav, this pasuk is establishing a principle. It's something that you learn from. Kol chatos, so whatever you have chatos and olos, the chatos comes first. Yikadmu la'ola habos imahen. All chatos come before the olos that are brought with them. So that's true. Bein chatos of la'olas of. So if somebody has to bring a chatos of and an olas of, the chatos of is brought first. And bein chatos beima la'olas beima. And if somebody has, the Kohen has in front of him blood of a chatas behema and blood of an olas behema, the blood of the chatas behema is thrown first. Vafilu chatas sa'of la'olas behema. And even if chatas is so important, that if you have a choice of chatas of a bird versus an ola of an animal, the chatas of the bird is done first. That's what the pasuk is teaching you. Chatas always comes first. Vikir v'sashela chatas vishona. Hilkach, therefore, chatas ha'of, le'ola sa'of, that a chatas ha'of is before an ola sa'of, is from the second pasuk, v'sasheni yase ola kamishpat. Chatas behema, le'ola behema, that a chatas behema is before an ola behema, is midi Rabbi Rachmana. So the fact that Hashem said that Vasei Yaseh Echad Chatas Vesa Echad Ola Chatas Ha'ov La'olas Behema, and that even a Chatas Ha'ov comes before an Olas Behema. That's on the first pasuk we said Zeh Bana'av Yehikar V'Sasher La'chatas Rishona. That's to establish the foundation. He will bring that which is a Chatas first.
Interesting. Here's very taking care.
Here, normally we said Zevach is before Malika. We said Meiser Behema would come before the birds. But whenever you have Chatas and Ola, Chatas always comes first.
But here he's talking about Ashirim Ba'aniyim. It's very interesting.
The birds, right, would be the Aniyim. That's right.
Thinking about the Aniyim.
That's right. So now the Gemara challenges this. Tashma, but we learned in a braisa, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Rebbe Elazar says that when you have a poor woman who has to bring two birds, she actually brings her ola before her chatas. And there are three reasons for that. Kol makom, normally when you have a rich person bringing a chatas behema, and the poor person, the Torah says, Neschal fachatas, and instead of the chatas of the animal, the poor person can bring two birds, one chatas and one an ola. So then, chatas kodemis. The chatas comes before the bird, because basically it's a chatas obligation, but for the poor person it becomes birds. But here with the poor woman who has to bring two birds, one ola and one chatas, ola kodemis. Her ola should be brought first, because even were she to be rich, there would be an obligation of an ola. you'd have to bring an animal as an ola. So therefore, when she's bringing birds, it's not just to replace chatas, there's also to replace the ola. Reason number two, kol makom shebal chet. Normally, when a chatas is for a sin, chatas kodemes, the chatas is before the ola. But here, it's not for a sin. And since it's not for a sin, ola kodemes, the poor woman's birds, the ola that she brings should be first, because it's part of her tzahara. And reason number three, kol makom, in every place where the rich man brings an animal as a chatas, let's say a carbon ola v'yored, and the poor person brings two birds, a chatas and ola, sheshnayim b'im tachas chatas, where the two birds are taking the place of an animal chatas, so then chatas kodemes. So then the chatas bird comes before the ola bird. But here where you have a poor woman who's bringing really just one bird to replace an animal, because the rich woman also brings an ola animal. So she's bringing a bird to replace the ola animal, plus she's bringing a chatas bird like the rich woman brings a chatas bird. Therefore, ola kodemes. So here, her ola comes first. So you see that in the karban of the rich woman, her ola animal comes before her chatas bird. And in the poor woman, her ola bird will come before her chatas bird. But you're not seeing what we said before, that any type of chatas comes before ola, that a chatas bird comes before an ola animal. We're not seeing that. So Amar Rava, so Rava said, no. Really, the chatas bird is going to be brought before an ola animal. Yeah. Even with a woman who gave birth, her chatas bird comes before her ola animal. This that we're saying, yeah, that the ola is before the chatas, the mikraik dima kasov. That's just in the verses, or the way some explain, that's just that it's declared when dedicating them. First, they dedicate the ola, and then they dedicate the chatas. But in terms of the bringing, the chatas is brought first. Tashma, another proof we learned in a brisa. When you have choice, two different things in front of you, what to bring. So parim kodmin le'elim. Bulls are brought before rams. Elim kodmin le'kvasim. The rams before the lambs. Kvasim le'seirim. The lambs before the goats. So my lav dechag. Aren't we referring to Sukkis? And on Sukkis, the lambs, the kvasim, they are olos, whereas the seirim, the goats, are chatzos. You see that the olos are brought before chatzos. Oh, that's not what's going on. That's referring to lunadava, when things are being donated. So if everything's being donated as an ola, parim kodmin le'elim, so if it's all olos, within olos, the rams are before the bulls are before the rams. Shakei nisabu nisachim, because they have more wine going along with them. Shlosha esronim lapara echad, three esronim. Elim, the rams are before the kvasim, because the elim have two esronim, whereas the keves, the lamb, only has one. Ukvasim lesirim, and the kvasim that are brought as ola would come before the goats brought as ola. Shakei nisabu v'alya, because on the kvasim, the tail goes onto the fire too. Whereas in the goats, the tail does not go onto the fire. So again, we're dealing with this question, is this true that when you have chatas ha'of versus olas behema, that chatas ha'of should come first, or maybe not? So tashma, coming to your proof from another brisa. We learned par kohen mashiach, the par of a kohen gadol, what he has to bring when he gave himself a ruling, and he followed his ruling. That's brought before the nation's bull, where the nation had followed the ruling of Beis Din to do the wrong thing. When the nation gave a ruling about blood, the Sanhedrin gave a ruling about blood, that's brought before the bull when the nation made a mistake about Avodah Zarah based on a ruling. And the par of Avodah Zarah comes before the goat of Avodah Zarah. The par of Avodah Kochavim Ola. Now here, the bull is an ola. So here, avodas kochavim, the goats are chatas. Nevertheless, the ola comes first. That's against what you said, that all chatos come before ola. So the Gemara says, well, if you're asking on us from the end, look at the beginning, where it said, paralam davar shol tzibur, konu lepar avodas kochavim. So why is the paralam davar shol tzibur before the par of avodah zara? Because it must be the chatas before the ola. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not such a point. And certainly, if you have the same type, two bulls, one's a chatas, one's an ola, the chatas comes first, the chatas kadma. But the point is that you made a chiddush. You said that even when you have two different types, a bird and an animal, the bird chatas comes before the animal ola. But here, no. Here you see, betray mini, when you have two types, you have a goat chatas and a bull ola, and they say, still having the bull before the chatas. Ashkan ola, the kadman lachatas. That seems to be against what you are saying. I'm my Rava Mishmed, Rava Barmari. So they said in Eretz Yisrael, in the name of Rava Bar Mari, normally a chatas comes before an ola. And even if the chatas is from a smaller type, let's say it's a bird, it would come before an ola, which is an animal. But in regards to Avodah Zarah, the bull of Avodah Zarah, the ola, where is the sire, the goats of Avodah Zarah? Chatas, Avodas Kochavim, Chaser Aleph. When the Torah talks about this goat for Avodah Zarah, it spells it without an aleph. Lichatas ksiv. It's written without the aleph. Vayimani aydin estel shokaka. Vasu kol eda parben bakar achad liola. Usiiri zim echad lichatas. So since it's written lichatas without an aleph, it's to say that it's not like normal chatos. A normal chatos would come first, but this is written without the aleph. Here, this ola comes before it. Ravina Amar. Ravina gave another answer. Maybe even with two different types, a bird and an animal, the chatas would come first before the ola. But why here does the ola come first? Because here the verse says, kamishpat ksivbu, it says like the law, min chasov nisko kamishpat. So since it's saying kamishpat, it's like the way it's written, and the way it's written is the bull before the goat. So now that we have this idea of kamishpat, we can go back to an earlier question. Even if the braisa, which was talking about bulls before rams and sheep before goats, was referring to the karbanos of Sukkis, nami, we can say there too. Why would the sheep come before the goats? The goats are chatos, whereas the sheep are only olos. We could answer kamishpat ksivbu, because the Torah says kamishpat, and so since it has to be like that law, since the Torah lists kvasim and then seirim, it had to be kvasim first. Ibailu, I had a question in the yeshiva. Chatas ha'of olas behema. Let's say you have in front of you chatas ha'of olas behema and meiser behema. Is a man kodem? What do you do first now? This is Fred's question. Tiktum chatas ha'of, do the chatas ha'of first because it comes before the ola. But ikum meiser the kodem level. We have meiser behema, which is before it because it's min zevach. Lick the Maisa, do the Maisa Behema first, eek Olas Behema the Kadma Lab. But then you have Olas Behema, which is before Maisa Behema. Tick them Olas Behema, but to do Olas Behema, we just said when you have a question of Chatas and Ola, Chatas comes first. Chatas, eek Chatas Of, the Kadma Lab. You have Chatas Of, that should come before the Olas Behema. Sahacha Targima, here in Babylon answered, Min Zeva Chadifa, do the Maisa Behema first, because it gets slaughtered, B'marav Amri. But in Eretz Yisrael, they said the Chatas Of comes first. Aili ba olas behema b'chatas ha'of. You have here the question of olas behema versus chatas ha'of. So chatas ha'of comes before that. V'agbas mi meiser, and that's more important than the prominence of meiser behema, which gets slaughtered.